Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to JBAZ Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, and I'm joining you live in Starkville, Mississippi. JBAZ Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Amen. I hope you enjoyed that ensemble as much as I did. An instrumental version of Victory is Mine. Amen. Victory is mine. And we have to be reminded that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, right? Because we have the victory. Amen. We have the victory. And no devil in hell can stop what God has for us. He said, the word of God said, if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. Amen. So victory, it shall be, it will be, and it is mine. And I hope you can make that statement that victory is yours. Amen. In this life, Apostle Paul said, ye shall have trouble. But one thing I know about trouble, trouble doesn't last always. Amen. Amen. It comes just like a storm. And, you know, there is a new song. There's a gospel song out. I told the storm that you have to, and we have to speak to our storms in our life because storms may rise. Amen. But we have to speak those things as not as though they are and tell the storm to cease. Amen. Tell those winds to stop blowing because in this life, as Apostle Paul said, ye shall have trouble. But one thing we know, that trouble doesn't last always. And today we're talking about the victory, how eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had it entered into the hearts of men and women, the things that God has for us, those that love him. Amen? Amen. Because we have the victory. Amen. Amen. This morning, Lord revealed mission. We were evangelizing, ministering out in the community, inviting people to a church where they can call home and reaching out, not in the four walls of the building of the house of prayer, but going out. Jesus told us to go out. Go ye into all the world and preach his gospel, amen, unto all creatures, amen, because this gospel, remember, it cannot be hidden. If it's hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost. So what about the dope dealer? What about the prostitute? What about those that are out in the street living in sin? And you remember when we have to uphold the blood-stained banner. Jesus tells us in his word to make our calling and election sure. But he told us also in his word, many are called, but few are chosen. The tests and the trials come when Jesus tells you to go into all the world. People tell us that they love the Lord and they confess the Lord Jesus in their with their mouth and believe that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. They believe it, right, in their hearts, and they confess it with their mouth. But what about when Jesus tells us to go into all the world and preach my gospel? Jesus said the end is not going to come until everyone has an opportunity to hear what thus saith the Lord, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I told some people this morning, as old people would say, the sun is getting late and the sun is going down. It's no longer about a fake church, a pretending church, putting on church. It's about we are the church. And the church is the living example of Jesus Christ richly dwelling in you and his Holy Spirit, that you can speak in to men and women, children, boys and girls in the world and tell them the good news about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died, who was, you know, bled and who was beaten and bruised for our iniquity. And that's what it's all about. And It's time to come out of the four walls and go into the world and preach the gospel. People don't know they have the victory. How can they know if they don't have someone to tell them? Someone, it says, how can they hear unless there be a what? A preacher. Amen. And we're all ministers of Jesus Christ, a servant, just going and telling of his good news. Because Jesus wants us to win souls for him. And it's called a great commission. We want to be able, in the last and evil days, call men and women to Jesus Christ. We want to tell of Jesus' goodness. Acts 16 and 31 reads, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And then also Isaiah 40 in the fifth verse reads, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. There are a lot of people in the world today who are living in a personal storm. They're going through an internal storm, an emotional storm, a financial storm. And there's a stronghold that has them bound. And they can't be free and loose from the bands of wickedness unless there be the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So we pray this morning in the house of prayer before we went out into the community to preach the gospel unto others, that others and invite them to the house of God to hear a word from the Lord. So this is what Jesus is calling for in these last and evil days. He's not looking for any coward soldiers. He's looking for those that know they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that they are victors. Hallelujah, victories. They're victories in and victorious in Christ Jesus. And they have the victory because it's already been won. Amen. I'm glad about Jesus Christ. Yes, we lost my Uncle Joe's head. We buried him last Saturday. We lost a good cousin, Mary Jameson. And she was funeralized yesterday in Cleveland, Ohio. And so we have some bereaved family members have suffered a loss. And we'll remember them in those good times that we shared during the time that God had lent them to us, their souls to us. And so this is why it's very important that we be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, because it is in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. It's in Jesus. It's just Jesus, only Jesus. You remember, and you would sing in church, it's just Jesus, just Jesus. It's all about the love of Jesus. Everything else is vanity. Jesus tells us that in his word in Ecclesiastes. Everything under the sun is vanity. So we have to reevaluate what is important in this life. Amen. Not in this world, because if we think about the world, you know, this is the world, the prince of this world. What is, you know, the rulers of darkness? But we are not of the world. We just live in the world, and we are just sojourners passing by. And when we're here, we need to be about our Father's business to do what God has called us to do. He said, be ready. Be also ready. Amen. I showed up to this morning at the house of prayer, had no idea we were going out to the community because I went for the prayer service, the worship service, and the word, to hear a word from the Lord. And the agenda says, hey, they said, we're going out. Let's gather hands with anointed hands and oil. Anoint our hands. Let's join in prayer, and let's go out in the community and be about our Father's business. We can't win anybody sitting inside the house of prayer. Amen. They're not going to just come. They have to be, some people have to be invited, and some people have to be welcome, and some people just have to be or just need someone to minister. There was not one soul that turned me away. People are hungry for the word of God. They're hungering and thirsting after righteousness because it's all about Jesus. They're in realization that it's not about the world. It's not about a job. It's not about a car. It's not about a business. It's not about a spouse. It's not about our children. It's about Jesus. Where will we spend eternity? That is the question. Where will we go? Let's look at 1 Corinthians in the second chapter. 1 Corinthians in the second chapter. Now, in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, everyone, oh, I apologize. Yeah, it's 1 Corinthians 2. But in the beginning of the first epistle, this is of Apostle Paul, it talks about while Paul was at Ephesus, Paul heard of various troubles in the church at Corinth. He analyzed them one by one in this letter of 1 Corinthians. And gave his advice about them. Corinth was at that time AD 55, after the death of Christ, a very large, busy, and an immoral city. And that environment surely contributed to the problems in the church, their immorality. Paul urged them not to let their preference for various ministers obscure their primary loyalty to God and to expel a member who was unrepentant for the sin of incest and to avoid lawsuits, to flee from sexual immorality, to prefer celibacy over marriage, and to accept divorce only if an unbelieving spouse desired it. Not to be bothered by eating food sacrificed to idols unless a weaker brother made a point of it. To dress inoffensively for public worship. To conduct their church suppers in an orderly way. To respect the spiritual gifts of others. And to conduct meetings in a fitting and orderly way. Also to resist efforts to deny the resurrection, and to have a financial contribution for God's people in Jerusalem ready by the time Paul got there. And we know that Jerusalem is the Holy Land, amen? And God tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So keep that in your prayers, and God will surely bless you. He says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now let's read here the 1 Corinthians. We're going to go now to the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 9. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come thanking you for this holy and precious word. Father, we thank you for just being the Father of light. We thank you for shining down upon us, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind and the activity in health, good health and activity and use of our limbs. We thank you for the assembling on the airways today. Speak to our hearts, O Holy Spirit. Help us to be mindful of what you called us to do here on this earth, that you have granted us the time here for, that we have a purpose, Father, a calling, hallelujah, a calling, a life to live and a calling to fulfill. Help us, Father, to make our calling and election sure, that when you call our number, Father, you will greet us and welcome us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Are we going to be ready when he comes? As I ministered to those individuals out in the street, I told them, hey, I've been there, done that. I have the T-shirt. But when this life is over, it's over. That drive-by shooting come through and kill someone, guess what? That's it. It's over. It's no coming back. So we have an opportunity to get it right. Jesus tells us to watch and pray, for we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. I thank God for Jesus. And I told these individuals, I said, this is why I shout. This is why I praise the Lord, because he brought me out of sin. He's brought me out of the muck and mire. Oh, wretched sinner was I, and undone. But the master, hallelujah, of the sea, he heard my cry. He, from the waters, he lifted me. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if he be lifted up, hallelujah, he would draw all men unto him. Let's help me lift Jesus. Help me lift Jesus in our community, wherever you may be, wherever you go. Let your light shine that others might see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. Amen? Because when this life is over, that's it. It's no turning back. You've heard it. No turning back. You can't go back. That's it. Jesus says in his word in Revelation, he has the keys to hell and death. Jesus has the keys. So if Jesus had the keys to hell and death, why aren't we about Jesus, our Father's business? The whole Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. Why aren't we doing what God has put us here to do? It's not about anything else. We are here for a purpose, and we're here for a reason. And while we're here, we need to feel the purpose that God has placed us here for. We're not here for our self-grandizement, for our self-gratification or status. It is for Jesus Christ, the soon and coming King, and the true and living God. So we said today we're talking about victory. Victory is ours. We have the power to tread on serpents. You heard the word here. It said, in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, in the fourth verse, It says, and my speech, this is Paul, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We got to have some power. If we don't have any power, we're not going to be able to cast out any devil. You can't go out in the community if you don't have any power. You have to be endued with power from on high. So how do we get that power? How do we come victorious? How can we tell the storm to cease? We repent of our sins, and we be baptized in Jesus' name. Repentance, meaning heartful, sorrowful of our sins that we've committed, feeling bad and downtrodden about our sins, and asking God to cleanse us from all secret faults, presumptuous sins, and unrighteousness. And Jesus tells us, create in me, he says, you know, David tells us in the word of God, we hear in the spirit because the word was inspired by God. David says, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit that I might not sin against you. Yeah, a clean heart. It's so challenging at times. Even as a woman of God, we all have trials. We have tribulation, and we have sorrows. But Jesus said, count it all joy, even when men revile you. He said, for great, and persecute you for righteousness' sake. He said, for great is your reward in heaven. We know there's no cross, there's no crown. We are a living example of Jesus Christ. And as living examples, Jesus demonstrated the power by dying on the cross. And then the Father raised him from the dead. He had all power. He had all power. He died, he bled, and he died, and he rose with all power. And that's the victory that's already won. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the victory that you and I have. And if you don't have it, you can have it because Jesus died so that we may live again and be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus. It's nobody else. Through that we can be more than conquerors. Through who? Christ Jesus. The true and living God. Nobody but Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. That's where we go down in the name of Jesus, and we're buried with him, and we take on that name because there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. So as I told the community in Macon, Mississippi, this morning, so I say to you, it's getting late, and the sun is going down. Where will you spend eternity? Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait. Jesus wants us to be about his business, our Father's business. He wants us to work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. Catch that in the spirit. Walk in the light. Walk in the newness of life. And walk in the spirit that we may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Will you have to separate yourself from others? Yes. Will you have to isolate yourself from others? Yes. Will you need to go into your sanctuary of peace? Yes. Will you need to pray without ceasing? Yes. Do you need to read your word? Yes. Do you need to fast? Yes. If we're about our Father's business, we cannot do the things that the world do. He says, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. God is a God of cleanliness, holiness. Jesus says, no man shall see the Lord. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So Jesus is soon to come. We want to let you know today that he is more. He's already won the battle. He's fought it. He died for us. And when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he put his spirit in us. And then he leads us by his Holy Spirit, and he guides us, and he orders our steps. And he lets us know that we must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. So if you hadn't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't know how you was baptized, just don't go and say, okay, I was baptized, because the name of the Father, if you was baptized in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost, where is your power? There is no power. There are many fathers in this world. Amen. My uncle that just was laid to rest last Saturday, he was a father figure to me. There are many fathers. So I can't go down in the name of the Father. What's the name of the Father? Jesus. I can't go down in the name of the Son. There are many sons. And I can't go down in the name of the Holy Spirit, because the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one. It's all in Jesus, the name of Jesus. So I urge you, I beseech you to make your calling and election sure, and to know that God is soon, Jesus Christ is soon to come, and he wants us to be ready, and he wants to be able to say, well done. Well done. Be encouraged on the day. Continue to pray for one another, even all the bereaved around the world. There are people that have lost loved ones, and they have someone lost a loved one this morning. So keep all of the bereaved in your prayers, and everyone, especially pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until we meet again, God bless you.